can hear the commercials, so you can crew in where we're gonna go if you want. Sometimes things happen like that. It's easy,
right?
It's just a conversation.
Thank you. So that's what a co-conductor does.
Now, Christina, what's your last name?
Nieres.
Nieres?
N-I-E-R-R-A-S.
R-A-S. Okay.
Goodrich.
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 How long have you been out here now, Christina?
Since 2003.
Oh, okay.
Fourth year.
Oh, wow. You're a long-termer then.
From Sci-Fi community, that's a pretty long term.
It is. I've known a lot of teachers that have come and gone through there.
And I know when you talked about those who are diving, I think those are Sci-Fi community teachers.
Actually, most of them were from Grace Christian. I wound up taking a lot of them out. And I kind of got to be known up there as taking out whatever teachers because they can't afford to, you know, get certified and go, so I would just take them.
And so
they would come to me and they're just like, any chance you'll take me out, just let me see it. And I'd take them out and they're like, oh, why didn't we do this sooner? And
okay.
Every single time.
Going tomorrow.
You really ought to give it a shot. I mean, it's a lot of fun. Okay, we're up. And we're back here on this Friday morning. Got a busy morning this morning, but that's okay. We got a weekend coming up. Our next guest in studio, Christina Nieres. Good morning, Christina.
Morning. Thanks for having us and having me.
You didn't intend on being the guest this morning.
No.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes things change. You got to go with the flow.
That's right.
Now, you're here representing the Pacific Winds Band. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Tell me what they've got coming up.
Well, first of all, I was just listening to Mr. Goodrich speak, and I totally believe that we need to find natural resources and find value in them. And I think Saipan Pacific Winds is a representation of that, of the talent that we have in the community.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we get to do a spring concert this weekend to show to everybody that this is what Saipan is all about, too, that there are people in the community who has another life, entertaining people and doing what they love. So we are having a concert at PIC at Charlie's on Saturday, and that will be at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Okay.
And then on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Now, what's the cost factor for these? Are they
Each ticket will be $5.
Okay.
And you can use the single ticket for both days.
Okay, so you can go, if you love the first day, go back for the second.
Yep, that's right.
Is it going to be the exact same performance both days?
No, there will be some few changes, and I can talk about that with the music later on, but I think some of the people who are listening right now would probably wonder, what is Saipan Pacific Winds?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to talk a little bit more. Since they're from the community, Saipan Pacific Winds have been offering music to Saipan for the past 13 years, and they've been playing continuously for those 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was started in 1994 with Mr. Will DeWitt and Steve Namkung, and they founded the group together with just 16 musicians.
Okay.
Now, in the year 2007, we have our 13th season coming up with 35 members, where 50% of them are students, and then 50% from the larger community, which makes our group very diverse. So I say again, natural resources, talent in Saipan.
And it's a group that's always changing, too.
Yes, every year they change.
Yeah.
Students change every year. People from other places come into Saipan, and they're looking for a place to play, and then they hear about Saipan Pacific Winds, and they're there.
Okay. Now, you guys just did a performance at the Memorial Day ceremony up at the Veterans Cemetery. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
As part of a community, we just don't entertain, but we also perform things for the government. If they have any ceremonies, then we'll be doing the music for them as well.
Okay.
So patriotic music, yes, we're there.
Okay. And, of course, a lot of people enjoyed having that music, and it just makes for a very nice ceremony when you've got the band playing there in the background and for the anthems and everything else. So,
yes. Yeah. We do it to honor the people here.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, Pacific Winds, like you said, is made up of some community members. This is not just students, but a lot of you have full-time jobs. This is something you just do for the love of it.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
And I think some people would probably think, well, what is Saipan Pacific Winds? Why do they have 35 members?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't the band just drums, just guitars, and a couple of singers? It's like maybe the other 35 are backup singers? I don't know. Well, we're not. We're an ensemble.
Okay.
So then you will have flutes, clarinet, saxophones, trumpets, the lower brass section, and you know, if people in the community don't know what they are, this is the opportunity to find out what these instruments are. And these are lawyers playing a bassoon or a trombone or a tuba.
Yep.
And what is that? You know, I just know him as my lawyer. Or some people who are board members or mm-hmm. they're teachers there and they're playing an instrument that they've been performing for years.
Yep.
Some of them, they probably just didn't pick it up before and then they decided, I want to do this again. And they discovered their passion all over again by being part of the Pacific Winds.
Okay. So. Now, the $5 ticket price, what does the $5 go toward?
That would go to just supporting the group to keep on, for us to buy some music,
okay.
and to continue entertaining. I think Saipan Pacific Winds is, our purpose is to get music that is diverse, mm-hmm. because we really want to get into a more broader audience,
okay.
a more broader audience that will come. And then we want something that's educating, because we do have students, we want to teach them music, we want them to learn music and how to read it, so that's educating right there. And then we want music that's entertaining, so at the same time we're educating the students and then we get to entertain people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you look at our music, we're playing Copacabana, and high school students are discovering Barry Manilow for the first time, and it's not just some disco remix they hear on the radio now. It's a Copacabana, it's Barry Manilow from the 70s, and then they get to hear that.
I always take flack, because I was always a Barry Manilow fan. I always liked his music, and you know, so I always get flack from people. How could you like Barry Manilow? Hey, good music, you know, come on.
That's right, and
so,
you get to hear Saipan Pacific Winds play that. And I mean, we're playing selections from Greece, and a lot of people would know that. Well, that's the You're the One That I Want reality TV show that's going on.
Right.
So, you know, it was John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John in the movie from Greece, and we're playing that from as well. They're also getting to know Benny Goodman.
Okay.
And
bands. Yeah.
I know it, and I'm over 30. Well, I'm 30, and I know Benny Goodman, but a lot of students are like, Benny Goodman. It's like, well, sing, sing, sing. Sing, sing, sing. Well, you get a chance to hear that in a concert.
Yeah.
So
and you guys have also backed up some of the plays and the productions that have gone on in the past. I remember you being there.
Yes, that's right. They did Guys and Dolls, and that's why we were supporting the Friends of the Arts,
mm-hmm.
and they do all these plays, and then we get to do that for them as well.
Okay.
So that gives me a chance to say that we do, as a community effort, we have a lot of people in the community helping us, so I'd just like to take this time to talk about the sponsors as well and thanking them.
Sure.
So I'd like to thank Frank Spada and Ruth Coleman from the Veterans Affairs and the CNMI. That's why we had the Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
They always call us, and we're glad to support them, and they're always supporting us back. PHI Pharmacy has been really great help. Paradise Island Animal Hospital. Yeah, and in addition to lawyers, we have the veterinarian as well.
Okay.
The Marianas Eye Institute, Brilliant Star Montessori School, Pacific Islands Club, where we're having our venue,
mm-hmm.
Saipan Southern High School with Mr. Liao, who's always supporting us as well, and
okay.
a lot of our students came from that high school. Saipan Friends of the Arts, you know, as much as we play for them for their productions, they also support us as well.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this radio station, who I'm allowed to speak surprisingly this morning.
And you did just fine. Is this your first time on radio?
No.
Okay. Well, see, you're an old pro then.
So
no worries.
Really. Just, I like to talk as much as you.
Well, you're in good company with Walt and I this morning then, so yeah.
I listened.
Well, Christina, very good. And is there anything else that we need to know, like where to buy the tickets or if we need to get them in advance?
Well, they can buy the tickets from the members who are doing it, and just to let you know that in addition to knowing what flutes are, yeah, if you know who Leila Kudsi is and Gail Martin, you always see her in Tagaman, and Leila Kudsi, she was in Tagaman as well. They're playing a flute duet, and they're having a brass quintet as well. So these are some names of the members that you can get them from, and also it will be open at the door.
Okay.
I'd like to also thank the officers. If you know David Butcher, he
mm-hmm.
teaches over at Kagman High, and Zandra who's also in Saipan Community School, and they're very active members of the community. You can get tickets from them as well. And Lois DeWitt, who is our secretary as well, you can get tickets from them.
Okay, so. Wonderful. But again, if you don't know any of those people, you can get them at the door. Don't
yes.
let that stop you. So
at PIC Charlie's, everybody knows where that is.
And again, the times?
7 o'clock on Saturday and 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Cool.
And they can use one ticket for both days.
Okay, wonderful. Christina, thank you very much for coming in this morning. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank and, you very much.
Will, we're sorry that we didn't get you on sooner, but thanks for coming in and showing up this morning. We appreciate that, too. That's going to do it for us this morning on Island Issues. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back Monday morning with more, 7 o'clock, bright and early. Until then, more on 103.9 KZMI.